This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
They're playing basketball.
Oh, my goodness. Benson in traffic. Had two men on him. He poured it through anyway. We are tied up. Tied up. 7-6-5. His arms. They clear out for him. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer! At the buzzer! It counts! And Versailles dips in a 67-65 on a buzzer beater.
The fans are buzzing about scoresbroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Arns in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. We didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. Intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Bodkin's Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly four-court right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in.
The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Lauderdale here in the third quarter.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes, that's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammie McElnatty.
fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good! What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rushi.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10. Down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score. Maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line. Behind the back pass. Layup. Good! Montez Roberts. Montez Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Woo! Wow. Good afternoon to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are at Springfield. It's the girls' Division III regional championship. The Versailles Tigers, number one ranked in the state, an overall record of 26-1 versus Waynesville, 24-1. Waynesville Spartans, a high school with outstanding tradition in girls' hoops. Head coach Tim Gabbard. He has been District 15 Coach of the Year 11 times. It is a fine program. It features size, good outside shooting, experience. Each of these two teams, close calls in the last couple of games. 2 games ago, the Versailles Tigers trailed late in the third quarter by 11 to Purcell Marion, came back and won that contest. Meanwhile, Waynesville, in its last contest, the regional semi against Summit Country Day, was behind early in the third quarter, pulled that game out by 4. Should be a fine contest tonight. A sea of orange and black all over the place here at Springfield. Of course, Waynesville school colors, orange and black. Versailles school colors, orange and black. Head coach Jackie Stonebreaker, like usual, Chuck, has been pushing the right buttons. Defending Versailles is like trying to plug up a dike. A fountain of points and great play come from anywhere on the floor, and oftentimes it's a substitute off the bench.
Well, I tell you what, they are as deep as any team that we've watched all season, boys or girls.
Yep.
And it starts with Cammie McEldowney. She didn't score a lot of points in the last game, but she runs the floor. She handles the offense. She gets them in the right spot. She plays great defense. And you can tell her shot was not on. She came back out on Wednesday night. And she just did other things then. But they have so many weapons. Caitlin McEldowney was outstanding, and so was Danielle Kunk, Danielle Winter, and Lindsay Winter. You just keep going down the line, and I'm skipping some. That's how good they are. Ellen Peters. You could just name almost 8-9 girls that could beat you in any one game.
Yeah, the words of head coach Mike Madsen, who's the mentor for Williamsburg, which got drubbed 70-27 by Versailles in the regional semifinal, were as follows. Who's going to beat this Versailles team? We guarded the first 4 or 5 players pretty well, but it was players 6, 7, 8, 9, which beat us. And then he went on to say, hey, their second unit could play our first unit, probably even, maybe even beat them.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go along with him. I think that they could throw 5 girls out there besides the starters, because Lindsay Winter doesn't start.
Right.
And they would be able to be the second best team in this tournament.
Lindsay Winter and Danielle Kunk, super subs in the last 2 games for the Versailles Lady Tigers.
And both of them sophomores. So that just tells you what's coming next.
Oh, yeah, this is a very deep program. Yeah, you look down the roster, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seniors, but fine JV program and players who come in from side court during timeouts take the place of starters on the floor, and the Tigers don't miss a beat. Versailles will push it. They'll run. They'll jump and run defensively and press you. And that's what turned the tide against Purcell Marion, the Tigers' defense.
Yeah, it was the defense that got them going. Ellen Peters had a great hustle basket at the end of the third quarter. And I think the key to that game was Versailles had not played a team that was that athletic. There was not a great basketball team in basketball skills, but boy, they made up for it in athleticism and hustle. And then for three quarters, they had for sales on the ropes.
Waynesville Spartans, meanwhile, showed a lot of composure against Summit Country Day. Trailed in the second half in that game, like Versailles did against Purcell Marion. Came back to win it. The go-to gal, the leading scorer in Waynesville girls basketball history, Rachel Murray, nearly 19 points an outing. You can bet head coach Jackie Stonebreaker has a game plan that will spy on Murray here this afternoon.
Yeah, they'll have to watch Murray, and I'll tell you, Taylor Ritter's another one. She's just a hard-nosed kid inside. I was impressed watching her, and I saw her out in the hall after their game. Talked to her for just a couple of minutes. Just a really nice kid to go along with the fact that she's a good basketball player.
Marcella Sizer is a 6-foot junior performer in the paint. 12 points a game for her, 52% shooter from the floor. You mentioned Taylor Ritter, a 5'10 senior, 7 points per outing. That's the size. A 6-foot tall young lady, a 5-foot 10 inch young lady for Waynesville. And then they'll go with Liana Webb, a 5'4 senior guard. Aubrey Raines, a 5'5 senior guard. They both shoot threes at a 36% clip. This is a well-rounded ball club that's got the capability to give the Versailles Tigers all at once here this afternoon.
I think they do have the ability to do it. If everything is going their way, if they're making outside shots, if they're keeping Versailles from getting 4 and 5 shots. There was one time in the semifinals where Versailles didn't score, but they had 5 straight rebound, offensive rebounds, putting them back up. That's what Waynesville cannot allow to happen
exactly.
This afternoon.
And then we reiterate depth and defense, and that's where Versailles would conceivably have a significant edge, certainly a slight edge, when we talk about the Shelby County Athletic League, the Midwest Athletic Conference. Oftentimes it's depth, and most of the time it's defense, which spells the difference in district and regional games.
Absolutely. We watched it with Minster. We watched it with Fort Laramie in the Division IV games, and we always watch it with Versailles. I'm giving 15 points now. I don't have any money, so I can't cover anybody that wants to bet. But I'm telling you, if I was handicapping this game, I'd be giving 15 points to Waynesville.
Only thing I know for sure is that Orange and Black will win this game here this afternoon.
Absolutely, but Orange and Black's going to lose the game, too.
We're on the Versailles Tigers side, about 5 feet off the timeline near center court. Versailles crowd directly behind us. So when when the Tigers make a positive play, we might get drowned out. And the Versailles side is filled all the way to the brim, top row. Every seat taken here at the Springfield High School gym. And across the way, a huge crowd from Waynesville. Waynesville cheering section probably occupying 3/4 of the seats on the far side here at the Springfield Gymnasium. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scorersbroadcast.com, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Parker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment at Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, gratitude to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Laramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy in Tip City. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Starters in the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
In addition, here on scoresbroadcast.com, we say thank you in Rushi to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Plus, Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna on Shuey Drive. It has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Starting lineups for the Versailles Tigers. Tammy McElnatty, 14 points a game, 5'7 senior at guard. She's joined by Caitlin McElnatty, 5'3" sophomore, 7 a game. Defensive ace Ellen Peters, 4 points a game, 5'8 a senior at a wing. On the front line, Elizabeth Ording, 5'11 a junior, 7 points a game, 55% shooter from the floor. And Danielle Winter, 6'2 senior, 11 a game, 57% shooter from the floor. When Ording and Danielle Winter get the ball in close, they usually stick it right in. They are tough around the basket. Opening 5 for the Waynesville Spartans. Liana Webb, 5'4", senior guard. Marcella Sizer at the post, 6', a junior, 12 points per outing. Aubrey Raines at a guard spot, 5'5", a senior, 12.5 per game, a 36% three-point shooter. Rachel Murray, 19 a game, 5'6", junior, 44% on threes, averages 4 assists a game. She's the go-to gal for the Waynesville Spartans. And Taylor Ritter, power forward, 5'10", senior, 7 per contest. As I mentioned, longtime head coach Tim Gabbard runs the show at Waynesville. He's done it quite successfully. Superb tradition at both of these schools. Continuity in head coaches as a result. The young ladies in the two school districts want to play basketball at the young age, and the programs simply sustain themselves.
That's exactly how it works. If the kids see you at their functions, their basketball games, they get excited, they come to the games, and someday they want to be wearing the orange and black, yep, no matter which side of the bench you're on.
Yeah, Versailles High School principal Roger McElnatty, father of Cammie and Caitlin, had the two youngsters in the gym shooting around in Versailles just after dawn this morning. Opening tip to start the game, won by the orange and black. I say that, both teams wear those colors. Versailles in the dark jerseys, and Cammie McElnatty, third pass after the Tigers received the jump. Cammie lets a three-pointer fly from the left flank. It caroms off the rim, out of bounds into the corner. And the Waynesville Spartans get possession. Waynesville in the home white. Orange numbers, some black trim. As I mentioned, Versailles, black from top to bottom. White numerals outlined in orange. On the arc, it's Aubrey Raines. She splits a couple defenders. She knifes into the paint area. Sliding over late is Ording, and it's a defensive foul during the shot.
Raines split the defense that time, and there was no help on the other side watching her come down there.
It was either Caitlin McElnatty or Elizabeth Ording, one from the backside or one from the front, who picked up the personal. a two-shot foul. It went against Caitlin.
Yep.
And Aubrey Raines sinks the free throw. Second shot, dead center as well. Waynesville off to a good start, up 2-0. Quickly, Versailles whips the ball into the forecourt. Caitlin to Cammie, top of the key. Outside the arc of the left to Danielle. Dribbling through the top part of the circle is Caitlin McElhaney. Little pick and roll for a teammate. Broken up by Waynesville and stolen. And racing out of there with it is Marcella Sizer. She can't control it, though, completely. And she lost the ball at midcourt right back to Versailles. Looked like Waynesville knew what Versailles was going to run on that first play.
Yeah, they jumped and they jumped it. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see.
Here's Danielle Winter on the arc. Outside to Caitlin. Right wing Ellen Peters for Versailles. Looks inside. Can't find Ording. Goes opposite to Caitlin McElhaney. Here's Cammie. Back to Caitlin. Ording sets a screen. Caitlin straddling the arc. Pumps a long two-pointer and buries it. Caitlin McElhaney, who is red hot for Versailles against Williamsburg in the regional semi, pumps one home at the 6:42 mark of the first to tie this game up at two. And what do we have here? Waynesville rotating the ball from the top of the key into the right corner. Versailles comes out, hedges, and picks up a defensive foul.
You got to make sure you know what they're going to call. If she's going to call that hedge as a foul, then you got to make sure you're stationary completely.
With the ball is Rachel Murray for Waynesville. After the common foul, Rachel spins head of the key. Goes on the arc to Webb. Hits a cutter down the lane, barreling toward the rim. Marcella Sizer and the inside player, the 6-foot junior, couldn't get it to go. It was short. Rebound was deflected. Right corner. Versailles has got it. Quickly into the paint area to Danielle Winter. Got away with a walk. Missed an 8-footer. Rebound Waynesville. Here comes Webb hustling down the floor for the Spartans. High dribble. Gave it up on the play to Sizer. Sizer hands off to a teammate, Taylor Ritter. Reach-in foul against Versailles. Denies the field goal. It's Common, the third on the Tigers. And Caitlin gets number two in the first, a minute 58 of the game.
Well, this is where that depth is going to come in because they got a lot of people they can throw out there.
Danielle Kunk on the floor for Versailles. She was a red-hot shooter against Williamsburg. Game tied at two. Ball thrown to Taylor Ritter. Foul on. Good head fake. Leans in and banks home the 10-foot shot. 4-2 Waynesville. 5:47 left to go first quarter. Here's Cammie McElhaney outside the arc on the left. Danielle Kunk, 5'7", soft on the floor. Here's a long three try by Cammie. 27-footer, no good. Great rebound. Elizabeth Ording back up strong. She's hacked on the arm. 5:34 to go, first quarter. Waynesville 4, Versailles 2. Elizabeth Ording, the southpaw at the stripe. She can tie it with two made free throws. Five dribbles by Elizabeth. It's dead center. 4-3, Waynesville. Second shot, Elizabeth Ording. Feet spread apart by about 18 inches, and she drains another. We're even at four. Elizabeth, a 72.5% free throw shooter. She and Cammie McElhaney lead the way on this Tigers team. Even up at four, we played 2.5 minutes. Here's full court pressure by Versailles, and it causes an overthrow. The ball heaved in bounds by Aubrey Raines, much too high for Marcella Sizer at the timeline, and the Tigers get it right back. Substitution for Waynesville. Lindsay Hartshorn, 5'6 junior, on the court now for Liana Webb. Here's Cammie McElhaney at the gold S for Springfield at midcourt. Into the lane to Danielle Winter. She tries to spin. She's triple-teamed. Gave it up on the arc to Lindsay. Back inside to Danielle. Left-handed baby hook is no good off the heel. Rebound Spartans. And the inside player, Marcella Sizer, stumbles to the floor. It's ruled a travel.
Yep, that's automatic.
5:16 left in the first. We're even at four. Versailles inbounds below the rim. It's handled there by Danielle Winter. Off balance, three-footer. Good defense by Sizer. Shot missed. Waynesville's got the rebound. Here's Aubrey Raines, head of the key. Cammie McElhenney trails her. Aubrey goes foul line to Taylor Ritter. At 30 feet away to Lindsay Hartzorn, who signals a play. She starts to drive, is in the lane area. Good defense for the Tigers, who force a walk.
Yeah, she turned the corner, and there was 6'2 Danielle Winter standing there. She had nowhere to go.
Yep, she hit a brick wall, did the Waynesville driver, nowhere to go. 4:48 to go, first quarter defensive tussle so far, even at four. Ellen Peters outside the arc on the left. Lindsay Winter is checked in, as Chuck noted. 6'2 sophomore for Versailles. Right side, Ellen Peters on the dribble, foul stripe. Back to Cammie, open three ball, got it! Cammie McElhenney lights it up from long range. 7-4 Versailles. Crossover dribble out high by Hartzorn. Gives it up to Aubrey Raines. 25 feet away from the hoop for Waynesville. Being checked tightly by Cammie McElhenney. Here's Hartzorn. Stops the dribble. She's hemmed in. Flips it off to teammate Rachel Murray. Now Ritter. High screen set by Sizer. Nowhere to go for Hartzorn. Waynesville still 25 feet away from the hoop. Tigers defense is stiffened right here. Here's a drive, elbow in the right, Rachel Murray. Shot way short. Tigers have got it. Excellent D by Versailles. That journey down the floor by the Spartans. Nobody guards Conk. It's good! Danielle Conk for Versailles. Retrieved the pass in the forecourt. That was the first ball to enter the half side of the floor for Versailles on that possession, and nobody checked her. She let it fly. In it went. Another three-pointer. Tigers up six midway through the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
When Danielle Kunk gets her feet set,
or her seat,
yep, and settles in, it's like she's in a rocking chair shooting that three-point ball. Nobody for Waynesville came out to put a hand in her face, and she pumped it home, a long one, dead center, buried it. Eight straight points by Versailles, which leads 10-4. We played 4.5 here in the first quarter. Spartans have been stymied last three trips down the floor. Here's an overthrow on the inside. Taylor Ritter leaped high to get it. Couldn't bring it down. Versailles, though, called for a push from the backside. Common personal. Marcella Sizer's got the ball in the right corner for Waynesville. Out high to Ritter. Ritter on a weave to teammate Rachel Murray. Murray, 35 feet out. Pounds it on the floor. Two players shade her, including Lindsay Winter, who swipes it clean. And then a foul committed by Murray, who reached back in her anxiousness to retain the ball. And she plucked Lindsay Winter on the forearm.
You like to see your 6'2 girl out there stealing the ball from a guard because she has got such quick hands.
3 minutes, 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Versailles Tigers, 8 straight points. Waynesville about 5 or 6 empty possessions in a row. Here's Danielle Kunk, 30 feet away for Versailles. Top of the key. She's guarded this time. Goes opposite to Cammie, left baseline. And she barrels her way toward the basket. Waynesville slides over too late. Defensive foul. It's common. Versailles will throw in baseline left of the rim. Lindsay Winter sets up shop outside the lane on the left. Danielle's at the foul stripe. Ball is lobbed to her. Goes right back to Cammie, left corner. Shot fake on the bounce. Straight away, Danielle Kunk. And she's jumped by Raines, who does guard her. On the weave, it goes 35 feet away to Custom Border, who's in now. Kelsey Custom Border. 5'10" junior. Here's a bad pass by Cammie McElhenney. Tried to find Danielle Winter in the post, and it was swiped on the play by Aubrey Raines of Waynesville. Here's a deep three by the Spartans. Right corner, Ritter. It rattles out. Rebound down to Versailles. Down to 2:18 to go in the first. 10-4 in favor of the Tigers. Timeline, Cammie McElhenney. Waynesville has gone about 4.5 minutes of that score. Daniel Winter in the post. Good maneuver. A little leaner. 8-footer dances around and comes off. Tough break. It was dead center. Wouldn't go in. Here's a screen. High post for Waynesville. Jump shot. Lindsey Hartshorn off the flange. It comes down to Versailles. Quick shots tried by each team. Last two journeys down the floor. Minute 43 to go first quarter. Still 10-4 Versailles. Cammie McElhenney on the arc. Steps back, long one, hits the side of the rim, flares into the corner. Lindsey Winter traces it down. She starts to drive, pulls up. 10-footer baseline right, hard. Waynesville's got the ball. Minute 20 left in the first. Dribbling up the floor, Rachel Murray. Murray 25 feet away, looks at the clock. 1:17 to go, second quarter. Rachel Murray could be called for palming the ball frequently.
She's doing it right there.
Here comes Lindsey Winter at the hedge, forces the star player for Waynesville to give the ball up. Left flank, it's Aubrey Raines. Raines on a weaved Hartshorn. Back to Rachel Murray. Cammie McElhenney on her. Down to 54 seconds to go here in the first quarter. There's a hedge by Lindsey Winter, forcing Waynesville's Murray to give it up again. Now Murray gets it back at the foul line. Tigers defense has been suffocated. Only one field goal for Waynesville in the first 7.5 minutes. No points for Waynesville in the last close to 6 minutes. 25 feet out, it's Hartshorn. To Aubrey Raines, hits a cutter down the lane. It's speared and laid in. Good play. Waynesville worked long and hard for that one. Patience for about a minute 40. And then Marcella Sizer got the running bank shot. 12 seconds to go, first quarter. Versailles up 4. Cammie McElhenney inside the arc. Good! Cammie hits a 19-footer. 4 seconds to go. Waynesville on the run. Late first quarter. Murray baseline right. Shoots it. Makes it. Wipe it off the board. It's a half second too late. Tough break for Waynesville. Good play by Murray. No goal. It's 12-6 Versailles after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's. 25 and 274.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Springfield. Versailles Tigers 12, Waynesville 6. Action underway here in the second quarter. Super defense employed by Versailles the first 8 minutes. As Waynesville made just 2 field goals. Baseline right, it's Raines to Murray. Step back 3, way long, air ball. Because of the long board, opposite side of the court, Waynesville's got it back. Leanna Webb shoots the triple and buries it.
Wow.
Leanna Webb on the long ball. 12-9, Versailles up 3. Waynesville scored the last 5. 50 seconds gone, second period. Here is Versailles with the ball outside the arc on the left. It's Caitlin McElhenney. Pick and roll for Ording. Deflected out of bounds by Waynesville. Good heads up defensive effort. Cammie McElhenney was out briefly at the start of the second quarter. Caitlin was in.
They need her.
Haley McElhenney on the floor now for the Tigers. Ball being inbounded by Cammie. Hits a cutter. Barreling toward the basket. It's Haley. She catches and banks it down, and she's undercut as she shoots it and hits it. What a play.
Well, I'll tell you what, Webb went down. She wasn't even in part of the play. She went down hard after the fact.
What an effort by Haley McIldowney. Little gimpy. She strolls to the free throw line. Liana Webb got there late, was bent over trying to defend Haley McIldowney, who scored it. She kissed one in off the window, and the two players went down in a heap, and Haley sinks the foul shot. Big three-point play the old-fashioned way. That offsets the long three behind the arc by Webb of Waynesville. 15-9, Tigers lead. Minute gone here in the second quarter. Waynesville's Taylor Ritter in the post. Gives it out back on the play to Rachel Murray, and Murray is shouldered by a Tiger player, and that again is a common foul. Danielle Winter, who did not start the second quarter for Versailles, is back on the floor for Lindsay Winter.
Danielle had a tough start to the game shooting it. They need her to get going now.
6:49 to go, second quarter. Waynesville Spartans will inbound far side of the court. Versailles Tigers under head coach Jackie Stonebreaker in the typical very tight man-to-man defense, hedging frequently out high on 19-point score, Rachel Murray. Murray's got the ball at the moment, gives it up to Taylor Ritter. Ritter straight away between the rings to Aubrey Raines. Nataliana Webb, Cammy McIldowney on her like a hawk. Ball thrown to the elbow. It's on the floor. Sizer lost it. It's rolling to midcourt. Waynesville tracks it down. 15-foot jump shot by Raines in a scattered floor is no good. Off the back iron. The long rebound caroms out to Cammy McIldowney. 2 minutes gone, second quarter.
Sizer stood up that time. That's an automatic travel.
Here's Peters. Here's Haley McIldowney. Step back three by Haley. Little shy. Ricochets off the rim into the corner. Tracked down by Waynesville. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Versailles 15, Waynesville 9. Forecourt left, Aubrey Raines. Looks for Ritter on the inside, can't find her. Picks up her dribble, bounce pass to Marcella Sizer. Sizer ball high overhead, coming out to catch is Ritter. Peters is all over Rachel Murray. Coming out to catch again, Lindsay Hartshorn. Waynesville thwarted offensively. Ball goes to the post. Sizer dropped it. Waynesville digs it off the hardwood. Then Versailles jumps on the leather, and the arrow favors the Tigers.
Well, I'll tell you what, they have five girls on the floor at any time. When the ball's on the floor, they're on the floor.
5:27 left to go in the second quarter. Versailles 15, Waynesville 9. So far the difference in this game. The Versailles Tigers D, Waynesville averages close to 62 per outing. Only 9 points in the first 11 minutes for the Spartans. Here is Danielle Winter, 25 feet away, and a good defensive effort by Sizer of the Spartans as she poked up on the ball from beneath it, pried it loose just ever so slightly. That resulted in a jump. Arrow favors the Spartans. Dribbling up over the timeline, it's Aubrey Raines, goes behind the back against Kunk, veers off into the far corner. Still dribbling, coming out to get it is Sizer. Sizer puts it on the deck, guarded tightly by Elizabeth Orning. Into the lane to Ritter. She goes down the left side of the lane, blocked on the play. Danielle Winter and Elizabeth Orning were there to get mitts on it, and the ball then deflected off the Waynesville player to Versailles. Tigers will bring it down. Spartans crowd wanted a foul, but that was a clean slam block party out inside by the Tigers.
Ritter turned the corner, and she ran into 6'2 Danielle Winter, and that was an absolutely clean block.
4:48 to go here in the second quarter of this game. 15-9 in favor of Versailles. Points at a premium right now. Defense is starting to dominate, as each club has been able to figure out what the other team is conjuring up on offense. Here's Cammy McIldowney. Shot fake behind the arc. Goes foul line. nearly shoots it, gives it up, though, to Peters. Back to Cammie. Cammie into the post, mid-post area. Danielle Winter working from 10. Little left-handed hook shot, way short. Rebound right corner. Great hustle play by Lindsay Winter. Out back to Peters for a three. Short of the mark, no good. And then Peters comes flying into the lane to get the defensive rebound, or I should say the offensive board, and fouls. Bronx cheer across the way from the Waynesville Spartan cheering section.
That's 16 fouls on Versailles, only four for Waynesville. I'm not sure what their problem is.
What's the foul situation like for the Tigers, Chuck?
Well, that's Ellen Peters. She has two, and other than that, nobody has more than one.
No one else with two for Versailles?
No, Peters has two.
4:12 left to go here in the second. 15-9, Versailles still up six. Waynesville Spartans giving a very good account of themselves here today. 24-1 for good reason. The only loss was in a weekend tournament in Ironton, Ohio, against Ashland, Kentucky, comparable to a Division II program in the state of Ohio. That was a 51-50 setback. Here's a loose ball. Waynesville's got it outside the circle. Then Versailles has it. Waynesville gets it back. We've got a lot of contact, a little skirmish, and the officials have signaled a foul on Versailles.
Okay.
Referees sort it out. And Rachel Murray's at the stripe, one and one. It's gotten real physical here in the second period. Looked like it could have been called a jump.
That's
ball
what it was.
Loose on the floor, rolling around, Chuck. And it was quite physical, but both clubs extremely aggressive. Much contact dealt either way. First foul shot is in by Rachel Murray. Second one is right there. You've got fine form. Excellent player. All-time leading scorer in Waynesville hoops history.
Well, I'm all for equality, but you will not see either one of these two women calling a regional final boys game. I don't think that's the way they're supposed to assign these things.
That's a good point. Well taken. 3.5 to go here in the second quarter. Versailles' lead has been trimmed to 4, 15-11. There was as many as 8. Open player, left corner, caught. Got it! It's a three ball, a triple.
When it leaves her hand, I automatically start putting the three in the book.
Danielle Kunk, miss automatic. Boy, she's had a red hot last couple games. 18-11, Versailles up to 7, 3:11 left to go, second quarter. And we've got masses of humanity flying to the deck in the paint area. A couple players went down, one from each team. And Versailles gets the brunt of it. Tigers called for a foul. Lindsay Winter's got two, couple free throws here for Marcella Sizer, or I should say it's the one and one. 18 fouls on Versailles. Marcella, a 52% shooter from the floor, 69% from the stripe. She clanged it long. It hit the back brace and boomed off the iron into the corner. Danielle Kunk traced it down for Versailles into Danielle Winter in the lane. Tries to square up. Got away with a walk. Banked it in. She clearly traveled. Waynesville head coach Tim Gabbard up in arms.
She changed. That's the second time she's changed pivot feet on her move.
Yeah, she might have traveled twice. Got away with it, though. Tigers will take it. Up 9. Waynesville's got the ball in the arc. Here's a long jump shot. Three-pointer. It went airborne by Aubrey Raines. It brought down some rain. Was a little lengthy. And Versailles got the easy board. Far corner of the floor. 2:28 to go, second quarter. Cammie McElnatty. Danielle Winter in the lane. She's tripled. On the arc to Haley McElnatty. Woo! You can tell by the roar of the Tiger crowd behind us. Haley McElnatty air-mailed in a three-ball, a triple by her, and the score is 23-11. Spartans timeout on scores broadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
During that timeout, the referees got an earful from Waynesville head coach Tim Gabbard, who's still giving it to the male official far side of the floor. And it is Versailles' ball. Wasn't it Waynesville who called the timeout, Chuck?
Yeah, it was after a three-point shot. I'm not sure what the call was.
And apparently a turnover by Waynesville that we missed. And scurrying across the lane after getting the inbounds pass is Cammie McElDowney, a wild left-handed hook. She had no chance to make it. Made sure there was enough contact to draw the attention of the officials, and she's at the stripe with two coming. And Cammie buries it.
I'm sure he's telling the officials they don't really need your help. that's what I would be saying to him right now.
I'm not certain what we missed.
I don't know. I didn't.
Made three by Versailles. Versailles got the ball out. We overlooked a split second.
Somebody must have stepped in on the baseline or something on the inbound play.
It had to be a baseline violation by Waynesville. Cammie McElDowney drains both free throws. 10 straight points for the Tigers until that post-up move by Ritter of Waynesville.
Well, I'll tell you what, Raines went behind her back, made a nice entry pass. That was a nice play.
Yep, super dish and finishing the play, 5'10 senior Taylor Ritter. Minute 45 to go till halftime. Ball thrown by the Tigers. Down low on the right, off the fingertips of Danielle Winter. Out of bounds. Ording tried to save it. Could not get it done. Nope, it's Tiger ball. Apparently a Spartan flicked it out of bounds. Versailles in the lead by a dozen, 25-13. Ball lobbed into Ording. Foul line extended right. And on this side of the floor of Versailles, Tiger took an ugly hit. Haley McElDowney went flying across the hardwood. Splash. Foul against Waynesville. Haley must have set a screen. Marcella Sizer ran right through it. Haley popped up. She drilled home a long three-pointer before that Waynesville timeout a moment ago. Minute 35 left in the second quarter. And the Tigers work the ball around the arc, and the physical play below the basket continues. Another foul on Waynesville. Foul number seven of the Spartans, and Danielle Winter toes the line. She's got the one and one. This was a 15-11 game in favor of Versailles with about 3.5 to go in the second quarter. 2 minutes later, Tigers are up 25-13. Versailles reeled off 10 in succession.
Looks like when I coached Pickles girls soccer, all the action was always down to the other end of the field.
Danielle Winter, high-arching foul shot, swish. Kelsey Custom Border back on the floor for the Tigers in favor of Elizabeth Ording. Second shot here for Danielle Winter. She's had a tough shooting day from the floor. She eyes the bucket again, right on the mark at the free throw line. A pair for Danielle Winter. 27-13 Versailles.
7 for 7 from the line of the Tigers.
There you go. Minute 25 to go in the half. Elbow left, jump shot. Good. Nice one by Lindsay Hartshorn. She stopped on a dime and knocked it down. Long pass down the floor, Custom Border for Versailles. She whips her way to the basket. Can't get it to go. The follow is in. What a play. Danielle Winter went hard to the backboard and stuck it through. Fine offensive rebound by Danielle as she cleaned up after the missed shot by Kustenborder. A minute 11 to go. There was a foul against the Spartans on the play, and Danielle's right back at the line again, and she's got it. 8 for 8 for the Tigers at the stripe. 30-15, the score's doubled. 1 minute to go here in the second quarter. Waynesville's got the ball 30 feet away. It's Rachel Murray, picked up tightly by Cammie McElDowney. Murray on the bounce, goes behind the back, still in the arc. Good hedge by Danielle Winter. Here's a drive by Murray below the foul line. Running one-hander, yes. 46 seconds to go, second quarter. Tigers up 13. Cammie McElDowney to Kunk on the arc. To Cammie, deep left corner. Mid-post area, Kustenborder. Wild hook shot, almost went in. She was tapped on the arm. She'll get two. And head coach Tim Gabbard for Waynesville says, what's that foul all about? Couple shots for Kustenborder. Boy, she steps on the floor in the post, and she's quite active immediately.
I'll tell you, she's a 5'10 junior. I like that move right there. It's a good, the shot almost went.
Well, the officials here today have been challenged more often than not by the coaching staff of Waynesville. Spartans think they're getting the raw end of the deal.
He's going to get teed up.
Foul number 9 on Waynesville. Versailles has been called for 8, so it's fairly even in that department. Free throw by Kustenborder, up and in. What, double digits, 10 for 10?
10 for 10.
Woo. Tigers are scorching the Nets at the free throw line. The lead is 14, 31-17. Second shot, Kustenborder. That one a little flatter, but it goes in just as well. 32-17, Versailles. Half minute left, second quarter. Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report with Chuck coming up. Here's a drive down the right side of the lane by Hartshorn. Then she flipped it far corner of the floor. A long jumper jacked up there by Raines. It's a bit lengthy, and Versailles spears the rebound. Intercepted pass by Waynesville. 11 seconds to go. Player out in front is Hartshorn. Strip. It's strip from behind. What a play. Haley McElDowney.
Boy, she is playing some defense today.
Yep, she saved a sure two, did Haley McElDowney.
That's a senior that doesn't want to turn her uniform in today.
Waynesville below the rim, set to throw in. They can't find an open player. Timeout called by the Spartans. 7.6 to go here in the first half. And Versailles is in the lead by a score of 32-17. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. An array of new inventory of furniture coming into Goffney all the time. It's been going on ever since that September grand reopening event at Goffney. Route 47, west of I-75. Superb furniture, high quality, priced just right. Go to the website for Goffney Furniture to take advantage of coupons and more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Furniture.com. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Take advantage of Goffney Furniture for your adult and youth bedrooms, dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces. Goffney, now known as the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. That's 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Fantastic furniture at Goffney. Ball inbounded by Waynesville. It's a good play, and it's caught and laid in. Courtney Rents, a 5'6 senior, came in off the bench, took the bounce pass, a neat one. Good assist out of bounds by Lindsay Hartshorn. Superb play drawn up by head coach Tim Gabbard during the timeout. Foul was called as Rents laid it through. Only a second ticked off the clock. 6.3 to go in the second quarter. Her free throw circles the rim, comes out. Tigers have got it. 3 to play. McElDowney, 40-footer, looks good. Just a bit short. At the end of two quarters in this girls' Division III regional championship, the Versailles Tigers lead the Waynesville Spartans 32-19. Waynesville bench still not pleased with the officiating In fact, head coach Tim Gabbard comes over to check with the referees, who ignore him here at the halftime break. Waynesville thought they got the bad side of the deal in the first two periods. Team foul totals, I think, Chuck, were about even. 9 apiece, maybe 10-9, one way or the other. It was quite physical. There were some jumps that could have been called fouls. There were some fouls that could have been called jumps.
Oh, I think that there was a lot of missed calls, but I think they were both sides.
Yeah, it was a mess.
I don't think that they got the short end of the stick. I think the fans are getting the short end of the stick.
No, I will say that Lindsey Winter did make a double travel move and scored off that about midway through the second quarter. That certainly should have been negated. That was rather obvious. Well, we played two quarters here at Springfield. Versailles Tigers up 13 over Waynesville, 32-19. Our halftime report is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. As we remind you that we are on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com. For the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, we say hello to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company. And hi to Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Tell Jolene Renderly you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 498-7282. That's 937-498-7282. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. 13-point lead for Versailles.
Well, they have a 15-7 rebounding advantage, 4-1 on the offensive boards. Both teams handled the ball pretty well. Waynesville turned it five times early. They have not turned it since. Versailles turned it three times in the first half. The Tigers were 10-for-10 from the free throw line. Waynesville 4-of-6. Individual scoring for Waynesville, they were led by Murray and Ritter with four each. They got three out of Webb, two from Sizer, two from Range, two from Rents, two from Hartshorn. They scored 6 and 13, 19 points at the half. On the other side, typical Versailles balance. McEldowney has 7. Danielle Winter has 7. They got 6 from Haley McEldowney. Outstanding. Danielle Kunk had 6. Then they got 2 each from Caitlin McEldowney, Elizabeth Ording, and Kelsey Custenborder. They scored 12 and 20. They lead it 32-19 at the half.
Waynesville Spartans have given a pretty good account of themselves against the state's number one ranked team. This was a 15-11 game at a juncture about midway through the second quarter. Then the Versailles Tigers turned it on. My observation, Chuck, it looks like Versailles offensively is able to do what it wants to do with a little more fluidness. Meanwhile, for Waynesville, especially as the half wore on, it's a work in progress at the offensive end against Versailles' defense.
Yeah, Versailles is scoring easier than Waynesville scoring. Waynesville scoring at this end, it has been a struggle for them.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what, 19 points against Versailles at the half, that's not horrible.
Exactly. That's well said. Although Waynesville is averaging 60 per outing, they've been limited to 19 here at the halftime break. Versailles can stuff you and limit you to as few as a dozen or 13 after two quarters. Waynesville does have 19, was within range at 15-11, and then a 10-point bust out by the Tigers during a stretch of about 2.5 minutes, middle part of that second quarter, and thus we have the 13-point differential. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We are the radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Scores, broadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Springfield High School, Girls Division III Regional Championship. Right now, the Versailles Tigers are defeating the Waynesville Spartans 32-19. There's no good eating place like Brookins in Fort Loramie. It's outstanding. You'll love it. Carl Arnes is now the man in charge, the new owner-manager at Brookins in Fort Loramie. 12 great years of service provided by Dale and Joyce Barhorst. Now kudos to Carl. It's his turn. The same fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. That late-night menu has been tweaked. A few small differences in the menu offered now by Carl, but that tradition of excellent food continues at Brookins in Fort Loramie. It's the ideal space to reserve for large family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries. Use the banquet room in the second floor. It can seat up to 60 with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around. There's simply no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie. 10 Elm Street on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. 32-19 Versailles in the lead over Waynesville at halftime. Our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on Scores Broadcast. LaCal for a dozen years on scoresbroadcast.com has promoted student athletes' academic success. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California 18 years ago, thus the name LaCal. My mistake, 36 years ago, 1982, is when LaCal moved to Jackson Center from L.A., California, thus the original name LaCal. Founding partner here on scoresbroadcast.com, Jeff Bray and I could not have launched Scores Broadcast without the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which here today highlights the seniors for the Versailles Tigers. And they are Cammie McElDowney, Haley McElDowney, Ellen Peters, Danielle Winter, Mallory Marshall, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 12th graders for the Versailles Tigers under the spotlight here today. Thanks to LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
One of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Chris is in Sydney, Troy in Tip City. What's your favorite thing? The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets, get connected to your benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Here we go, start of the third quarter. Waynesville Spartans with the ball. We open up action. Tigers ahead by 13. Ball thrown to Sizer in the post. She spins, puts it up from 8 feet, short, got it back. A shove committed by Versailles. The officials will watch this game like a hawk from here on. Both coaches have complained. Heavy duty questioning by head coach Tim Gabbard of Waynesville. Waynesville got the call right there. Ball lobbed from out of bounds into Sizer. It's pried loose by Versailles at the top of the circle. There's a stack of white shirts and black shirts, and it's Tigers' possession. Ellen Peters, Haley McElDowney, Cammy McElDowney, or I should say Caitlin, not Haley. And then on the front line, Danielle Winter, Elizabeth Ording. The two tall towers, 6'2", 5'11". Liana Webb, who started the game for Waynesville, back on the floor at guard. Straight away, Cammy McElDowney shoots a pass down inside Elizabeth Ording. She coughed it up. It was touched by Waynesville. Spartan crowd doesn't like it. Referee was right there all over it, sold it, and we play on. Cammy McElDowney inbounding below the rim. Goes to Ording at the elbow on the right, on the arc to Peters. Peters gives it up to Caitlin McElDowney. Near side, Cammy back to Caitlin straight away. Looks for Danielle Winter, flashing in the post. Cammy in the right corner, being guarded by Aubrey Raines. A double team on both Danielle and Elizabeth in the post. Dribbling into the right flank goes the guard for Versailles, Caitlin McElDowney. The whistle subsides play.
They called a double foul.
Uh-huh. A foul on a player in the post for each team. Taylor Ritter and Elizabeth Ording each pick up a personal double foul. Tigers retain the ball. Long three try, but Peters way short. Gathered, though, by Ording beneath the rim. Straight away, Caitlin McElDowney missed it off the back flange. Great rebound by Sizer of Waynesville, who gives it up in backcourt to Murray. Murray scurries down the floor. Double team by Peters and Caitlin on the arc. Murray still dribbles. Goes out back to Liana Webb. Webb looks down inside for a teammate, Sizer, who catches, flips it up in the air, contact foul against Versailles, and Waynesville will shoot. There have been a few times here in the first half, without question, Waynesville has had reason to complain. But I tell you what, head coach Tim Gabbard wearing out the referees in the second quarter and here early in the third. Sizer shoots the free throw up and good. 32-20 Versailles. Elizabeth Ording gets a breather for the Tigers. Danielle Winter back in as Sizer connects twice. Caitlin McElDowney left side to Cammy, 30 feet away. Man-to-man defense by Waynesville. It collapses. At times, Chuck, it looks like a zone.
Yeah, I think they're playing man-to-man, but they're really sagging.
Yep, sure are. A cluster of white shirts in the paint area. 25 feet away, it's Caitlin McElDowney, near side to Peters. Foul line, Danielle Winter, or I should say Lindsay, looks at the rim, doesn't shoot. Ball dealt to Danielle, outside the lane on the right. Tried to make a swivel pass across the paint to teammate Lindsay Winter. Couldn't connect with her. Ball on the deck, tie-up results, arrow favors Waynesville. Tell you what, if the Spartans are going to make their move, it's right now.
It's got to be because Versailles not playing real sharp. They have not had a sharp game.
5:48 to go, third quarter. Here's Murray, top of the circle for Waynesville. Outside the arc on the left to Liana Webb. Hits Sizer, who barges down the paint. Good drive. Overshot it. Had a cripple. Couldn't finish. Rebound, Danielle Winter. A lot of contact. Gave it to Cammy. Cammy scoots down the floor. Pulls up on the arc. Now goes to Caitlin. Well, it's getting rough out there.
I'll tell you what, when both crowds and both benches are all over the officials, they're either calling a great game or a horrible game. I'm going to go with the latter.
Yep. I officiate three sports myself, Chuck, and you're 50% wrong 100% of the time. Lost ball by Versailles. Tigers steal it back, and Cammie McIlhenny gets a breakaway layup. Good steal by Waynesville. Then Cammie picked the pocket of Reigns, got an easy deuce, and the Spartans need a timeout. Waynesville with a chance to get it down to 9. The point-blank shot was blown by Sizer, and then Versailles counters with 2 eventually to go back up 13. Timeout Waynesville, middle point, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Well, Chuck, that was a critical segment for Waynesville. Could have gone to 9. Instead, it's 13. Sizer missed a point blanker. And then Cammie McIlhenny with a neat steal that got Versailles an easy 2. And now Waynesville on the right side of the floor gets hemmed in. Good defense by Versailles as the player Hartshorn was boxed and bounced the ball off her leg. Here comes Caitlin McIlhenny down the floor for Versailles. She angles off into the right corner. She got around one player. She curled toward the basket. Defensive blocking foul on Waynesville. .441 to go, third quarter, 34-21 Versailles. Cammie McIlhenny lobs into the lane to Daniel Winter. High dribble, almost lost it. Ball fed deep left corner to Peters. Knifes through the lane. Out back to Cammie, back to Ellen, right side. Lindsay Winter, Daniel Winter, either side of the lane area. Cammie gets a high screen from Daniel. Good pick and roll. Daniel up and good. Well, Waynesville didn't cover up that one.
No, that was a nice play.
Cammie McIlhenny assisting Daniel Winter for a sure 2. And the lead is swollen to 15. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Top of the circle, Hartshorn gives it up to Sizer in the right corner. Sizer to a teammate. Here's a nice little runner by Murray. Got it. Rachel Murray got the good feed. Broke in below the basket, dropped it home, got the friendly bounce off the iron. Here's a three ball, Cammie McIlhenny. No good off the heel. Long rebound to Rachel Murray of Waynesville, which is down 13. Quickly up the floor to a teammate. Here's a quick, long two-pointer aired out by Hartshorn. It is no good. The rebound comes out to Haley McIlhenny. Long pass, Lindsay Winter below the rim. Shoots it off the underneath side of the board. What a follow by Ellen Peters. Didn't make the shot, but she was banged on the shoulder, and she gets 2 for her hustle.
Yeah, she is a hustle player.
Ellen gets a capital E for effort.
Well, you mentioned her as a defensive specialist in the introductions. She is an outstanding defender, and she just hustles all over the place.
Yep, she could have given up on that play, thought that Lindsay Winter would nail it beneath the backboard. Ellen followed, was smacked from the backside, missed a free throw, made a free throw. Was that the Tigers' first errant foul shot?
Yep, they are now 11 for 12.
3:16 to go here in the third quarter.
They'll probably make her not ride the bus on the way back now.
Deep right corner, it's Murray. Murray out back to Hartshorn for Waynesville. Into the post to Sizer. She overshoots a one-hander. She staggered a little bit. Offensive foul or traveling. What's been ruled?
I think they called it an offensive foul. I would have called a travel. It certainly was not on Lindsay Winter. All she did was stand there with her hands up.
37-23, Versailles by 14. 3:02 to go here in the third quarter. When Waynesville gets called for a foul, the orange-clad shirts across the way are up in arms on the Wakefield side.
The coach has created this by a nice pass.
Here's a long jump shot by Versailles. No good. A rebound stick back missed, and that's because of a foul over the back against Waynesville.
That was a great pass by Lindsay Winter to her sister.
And Danielle Winter toes the line. She's got two. I tell you what, the referees are combing closely the plays at both ends of the floor, looking for contact and fouls now because it's quite physical. Free throw by Danielle Winter is short. She's got two, fouled in the act of shooting. 2:47 to go, third quarter. 14-point lead for Versailles. Waynesville needs to finish this third quarter strong in order to have a chance to get back into this game in the fourth. Second shot by Danielle Winter is popped home. It's in there. Danielle connects on one of two, 38-23. Versailles, 15-point lead is restored. Here is Aubrey Raines. Boxed in near midcourt. Does get the ball away down below the basket. Here's a shot by Waynesville. Thrown up wildly by Rents. It hit the top of the backboard. Came down. Versailles got it. Waynesville knocked it loose. Here's a baseline drive. A missed shot below the basket by Kenzie Perkey, a 5'8 sophomore. In off the bench. Maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe that's not 15. It's 25, Lindsay Hartshorn. Could have been a foul, maybe two, on Versailles. Tigers clearly got a break there, and the ball eventually was knocked out of bounds by Waynesville.
There was an awful lot of stuff that happened that time. Woo. For no whistleblowing, that's for sure.
My goodness.
They've lost absolute control. Cammy McEldowney, Ellen Peters, and Ritter were tied up down there. They were throwing punches at each other. Not punches, but they were banging on each other, and the referees didn't call a thing.
Yeah, they were sparring a little bit, that's for sure. Dribble drive down the lane. Goes Caitlin to Danielle Winter. Left-handed hook. Off to the left. She follows. Short, no good. Rebound taken down by Waynesville. Here comes Ritter in backcourt. A minute 47 left in the third. Very physical play. Extremely aggressive. In the lane, the ball fumbled on the play by Murray. It's on the deck, and Cammy McEldowney comes out of the heap with the ball. Minute and a half to go, third quarter, 38-23 Versailles. Been a lot of activity the last 90 seconds. Some fouls ignored, plenty of contact. Here's Versailles, Cammy McEldowney down inside to Daniel Winter, and two players for Waynesville squeeze her immediately. Knock her off the end of the floor. It's a foul on the Spartans. Seven on Waynesville. Danielle Winter's got the one and one. Nope, she's given two. Deemed to be in the act of shooting. Danielle, one of two, last trip at the stripe. Dips the knees. Ball right in her forehead. She arches it up and in. 39-23 for Sales. 16-point spread, the biggest of the afternoon.
Yep. If anybody had taken me up on my 15 points, I'd be a little nervous right now.
Well, I feel good about my statement. Orange and black would win.
Yeah, I think you're going to get that one.
Second one, no good. Rebound yanked off the glass for Rachel Murray. Here she comes darting down the floor through the top of the circle. Veers left. Looks for Hartshorn on top. She fakes right, goes left. Good hedge, picked up on the play by Lindsay Winter. Between the rings, it's Aubrey Raines. Raines shakes loose, goes below the basket, goes to Hartshorn left corner. Long, high-arching three, hit the rim, no good. I think Danielle Winter might have shoved with the left elbow. Or is it on Waynesville?
No, it's going to be on Danielle Winter.
Spartans pick up the personal again. No, it was on Versailles.
It was on, yeah, it was on Danielle Winter.
And Waynesville inbound right of the rim. 54 ticks on the clock, late third quarter. Here's Raines, head of the key. Ball high overhead. Looks for Taylor Ritter, the 5'10 player in the middle. Then Raines takes it to the basket. Running one-hander, backboard rim. It trickled off. Here comes Haley McEldowney down the floor for Versailles. Haley and Caitlin in at guard with Punk. Custom Border and Lindsay Winter down low. Custom Border catches, goes to Lindsay at the elbow on the left. Whips a pass near side to Haley. 21 seconds to go, third quarter. Tigers up 16. Biggest margin in this game. Near side pass to Caitlin, who drops it, picks up her dribble, goes right back to Haley. 10 to play. Ball shaken loose. It's on the deck. Versailles might have walked. No call. 3 seconds left. Cox got it. 40 feet away. Goes to Custom Border. 17-footer is good! How about that? Wow.
Just how they drew it up.
It was a scattered floor, a big-time scattered floor, as Waynesville deflected the ball out near the timeline. Seconds were ticking down. 6, 5, 4. Kunk got the ball 40 feet away. She had two hands in her face. Instead of shooting, which she couldn't do, she zipped at the Custom Border about 17 feet out, and she was spinning as she received the ball and threw it up there on a rope, a line drive. It rolled around the rim 3 times. Buzzer was sounding. It rolled down through the ropes to give Versailles an 18-point cushion at the end of 3, 41-23. Chuck, how about that last frantic, frenzied play turned in by Versailles?
Well, that's how they like to end the third quarter. It was Ellen Peters in the district game, and now that's how they draw it up. They want it to come down to like 0.3 seconds, and then somebody put one up and make the basket.
Say, if you're a fan of local high school sports like Chuck and I, you've got to check out the book Titles and Tears. It's a great book. It documents the decade-long quest of the Fort Loramie girls basketball program to take the state title in 2013. Redskins then won it again 2 years later. The book is available at titlesandtears.com. Titlesandtears.com. That's the name of the book, Titles and Tears. And many folks in the Upper Miami Valley have called it so very real and a straight out of Hollywood script. We start the fourth quarter, a long triple, right corner. Caitlin McEldowney hits the flange, ricochets into the corner. Versailles gets it and throws it off the leg of a Waynesville player. Titles and Tears, you got to have it. Excellent reading. It's a fine read for you. Titles and Tears, it's about Fort Loramie girls basketball. Buy the book today at titlesandtears.com. Its authors, Hillary Bonanza and Jeff Hewitt of Fort Loramie. Versailles misses. Waynesville possession 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. 18-point game. Here's Rachel Murray down the right side of the key. Defender Kunk gets their late foul against the Tigers. I've been leafing through Titles and Tears, and I like it a lot. Carla Siegel said, heading into the state tourney in 2013, after having banned cell phones the previous year or two, she let the girls have them on a limited basis.
Progression.
She had to get with the times. Here is a missed shot by Waynesville. Then Versailles comes down the floor in a hurry. It's Kunk in the right corner. Gives it up on the arc to Caitlin. I tell you what, Versailles' defense has been fantastic since the end of the first half.
Well, they gave up 13 points in the second quarter. They've given up 10 in the other two in the beginning of the fourth.
Yeah, and I would bet you could count in less than one hand the times this year the Tigers have given up 13 in one period. But Versailles has been held in check, or I should say Waynesville's been held in check, to only 23, and the Spartans are averaging 60. They may not get 32 or 33 here today. Over-guarding foul against Hartshorn of Waynesville during a scrum out at the top of the key. And Cammie McEldowney is at the stripe with a 1-1, and she pours it through. Minute gone, fourth quarter, 42-23 in favor of Versailles. That free throw hits every centimeter of the iron, and it trickles right down through again. 20-point deficit facing Waynesville. Here is Ritter out high. lobs it down inside for the cutter, Sizer. It's much too far, all for fingertips. Yep, Waynesville being beaten by 20. Tell you what, no shame in that. This Versailles Tigers team, ranked number one in the state in girls division three, has made a lot of teams look pretty bad this year. And right now, Waynesville struggling with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's a spin move by Cammie McElnowney. She knifed through the lane and made a twisting banker. Nice play by Cammie. She does it from long range, the free throw line, down inside, every which way imaginable.
That was vintage Cammie McElnowney inside.
Aubrey Raines on the arc, goes to Murray, 25 feet away for Waynesville. Waynesville has scored just 4 points in this entire second half. And we played 10 minutes. Here's a drive by Murray. Flipped it up on the run off the side of the glass. It comes down to Versailles. Tigers up 22 in command big time. Peters on the arc. Rotates it near side to Caitlin. Caitlin McElnowney off a screen. Good hedge by Waynesville. Pass to Daniel Winter in the right corner. Cross court to Peters. Peters with an adept drive all the way to the rim for an easy bucket.
Feeling better about my 15 now.
And Danielle Winter was doubled, knew somebody was open, and Peters did the smart thing. She didn't stand still. She came racing toward the hoop. Danielle Winter spotted her. Here's a deflection out of bounds. Lindsay Winter playing post defense for the Tigers, who lead it 47-23, 5:28 to go in the fourth quarter. And senior Mallory Marshall checks in now for the Versailles Tigers, 5'10", 12th grader. Ball inbounded on the arc to Liana Webb for Waynesville, who started this game. Gives it up to Murray. Rachel's got it 25 feet away. All-time scoring leader at Waynesville High School. There's a good drive by her. Nobody picked her up. She's at the rim with the left hand and left it short. Waynesville is running out of gas.
That was frustration right there. They're just playing out the string now.
3 minutes gone here in the fourth. Caitlin inside the arc. Open player, baseline left. Shot fake, blocked by Waynesville. Out of bounds. Mallory Marshall caught it low post left. Good defensive play by Murray. Murray and Ritter double-teamed her. Got a piece of the ball, went out of bounds. Ball lobbed in out back to Caitlin McElnowney. Left side throw to Cammie. Gets a screen from Danielle, who rolls. Cammie drives. Puts it cross court to Caitlin. On top to Peters. Thought about shooting, back to Cammie. Right back into Marshall. Good pivot move. Yes!
You like to see the seniors that don't play much score in a game like this.
Mallory Marshall.
That's a nice post move.
Yes. Kelsey Kussenborder. Two bigs in off the bench for Versailles, getting it done. The two subs, Marshall and Kustenborder, have looked good. Here's a post-up play. Sizer, spin shot in the paint for Waynesville. It's off the ring. No good. Rebounded by Versailles. The lead is 26. Elbow jumper, right flank, missed by Caitlin McElnowney. Long rebound right back to her. Drives, foul line, doesn't shoot. Baseline left, Daniel Winter wide open. Might have been hacked, no call. Loose ball, rebound, weak side, off for Sales, out of bounds. 4 minutes left, 49-23 in favor of the Versailles Tigers. And, Chuck, this is just what the Tigers' depth will do to you. It'll wear you out.
They have not played great on the offensive end tonight, or today. But they play great defensively every game. And,
yes.
And they're going to be in the 50s.
3 minutes, 48 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Waynesville without a point now for nearly 7 minutes. Collision, top of the circle. Waynesville player went down. Danielle Winter blocked her pretty good. Common personal ball out of bounds. Waynesville near side. Liana Webb will throw in. Sixth team foul on the Tigers. Webb to Murray, 25 feet away. Peters has virtually hugged her most of the entire game. How many points for Murray for Waynesville?
Murray has 6.
She's averaging 19. What a stellar defensive effort by the Tigers on Murray. And here's a drive through the paint area by Raines. She's double-teamed. Has her pocket nearly picked by the long arms of Lindsay Winter. and then a tie-up results. Technical foul assessed. And I think it's going to go against a Spartan player, maybe Ritter. Not sure.
Well, I'll tell you what. In a game that's been called like this, it just shows the weakness of the officiating to have to call a technical with 3:25 to go in the game.
Well, when the two referees meet at the top of the key down to her left, they sort it out. And let's see what has been determined. Was there a personal foul, then a technical? Was there a jump, and then a technical? Well, Cammie McElnany was whistled for a personal, 1-1 for Aubrey Raines for Waynesville, and she missed it. And then a technical was assessed against Waynesville's Aubrey Raines. I believe that's who it was announced against.
Yeah.
And now the Tigers will get the two shots down to her right after Waynesville misfired on the 1-1. And now Waynesville has gone close to 8 minutes without scoring. And Cammie McElnany sinks the first of the two techs.
Denny Dyer, an old-time basketball official and gave it up a couple of years ago, is doing he's watching and doing the reporting. And I would hope he's not going to give a very good report to this officiating
crew. Yeah, I know Denny quite well.
He was a good official back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Solid mechanics, very good judgment. Liked him a lot. And Cammie McElnany has just poured in both technical free throws for Sales. Hot shooting at the stripe. Boy, it's been torrid free throw shooting by Versailles all afternoon long. And the lead has swollen to 51-23. Here's an overplay, far right side of the floor. Interception by Murray. Down the floor against Peters. All the way to the rim. No good. Stick back, yes. Tell you what, Rachel Murray was battered as she drove to the basket right then. Easily a foul could have been assessed on Peters, and it was not.
They just need this game to get over with nobody getting hurt at this point.
Officiating's been ragged both ways, no question. Don't know that one team has gotten a distinct advantage as a result. 51-25. Who got the last two in the stick back for Waynesville?
Ritter.
Ritter, first bucket, fourth quarter for Waynesville, and only the second field goal of the entire second half for Waynesville, and that puts the Tigers' defense into perspective. It has blanketed the 19-point scorer, Murray, and the rest of the Spartans all afternoon long. 6 points, two buckets, Waynesville, and we are down to 2:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. Those are the numbers, 6 points in the entire second half, over better than 13 minutes of play for the Waynesville Spartans. Foul over guarding at midcourt on Waynesville. Cammie McElnany strolls to the line again. Swish again. 52-25 in favor of the Versailles Tigers.
Now, there's going to be a lot of Waynesville people complaining about the officiating. They didn't cost them 27 points, I promise you.
Averaging close to 60 is Waynesville.
Well, they're down 27, and that's not the officiating. That's not the reason they're down 27.
Well, Versailles' defense has simply thwarted the Waynesville Spartans' offense. Cammie McElnany drains a couple more.
8 for 8 from the line. Shock there.
2:40 left to go. Long three straight away. Chucked up there by Murray. Off to the right, no good for Waynesville. Tug of war in the rebound. Peters has got it. The official step in, rule a jump. Arrow Waynesville. Here comes Danielle Kunk back on the floor for the Tigers. Cammie McElnany comes off. And here in this regional and district, Cammie has been unbelievably sharp at the free throw line, like always. Here's a missed shot in the lane by Aubrey Raines of Waynesville. Rebound down to the Tigers. And a player for Versailles is spilled as she comes racing out of there with it with 2.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Versailles up 53-25. Danielle Kunk at the stripe. She's got a pair coming. Again, the Versailles Tigers have gotten it done with magnificent defense here today. That's what fueled the Tigers' come-from-behind win in the district title game against Purcell. Offense and defense both were extraordinaire in the 70-27 blasting of Williamsburg in the regional semifinal. Foul shot by Kunk is good. Second shot on the way. It's good. Tigers as a team, about 64% as a team. But today, wow.
21 of 24 now.
21 of 24? Do the math real quick, Chuck. 87.5%.
You did it quick. I couldn't have done it that. I had my shoe off, but I could not get to the counting yet.
7/8, that's 87. I remember that from third grade. Just reverse the numbers.
Third grade was way too far long ago.
7/8, 87.5%. Here's a foul against Versailles and a drive to the rim. Was it Webb who took it to the cup, or was it? No, it was in off the bench. Taylor Ritter, who was just subbed back in a moment ago, she drew the two-shot foul. Boarding is out for Versailles.
Savannah Toner checks into the game.
And Savannah's played well in substitute activity here in the district and regional. Ritter missed the free throw off to the left. It was a one-and-one situation, not a two-shotter. Rebound, though, to Murray. Murray in the paint area. Awkward shot deflected. Could have been a foul called there. It wasn't. Rebound tracked down by Waynesville. Here's a long, high-arching three. Good by Aubrey Raines. And that is, what, the second field goal for Waynesville here in the fourth quarter, only the third in this half. 58-25 in favor of Versailles. Here's a drive into the paint by Haley McElnatty. Collision, loose ball rebound, layup is good. Mallory Marshall got it. 90 seconds to go, 60-25. Quick three, forecourt right. Murray's shot circled the rim. It came out. Rebound down to Toner. Toner in backcourt to Kunk for the Tigers. Near side to Haley McElnatty. 70-27 Versailles over Williamsburg. Final score, regional semi. Regional championship here today. It is 60-25. Scoreboard just, well, got a field day going on up on the board.
I don't know what they're
Lights
doing.
Are changing every which way. I think it's 60-25. It now says 57-28.
It is 57. That's correct.
Oh.
And 5 is 28. 57-28.
Could have sworn for about a minute long.
They put the wrong points up on the wrong side, evidently.
Okay, whatever you say.
Hey, I got the official book here. I don't care what they have up there. This is right.
Foul, Waynesville. Daniel Kunk at the stripe. And the Tigers continue to scorch the Nets at the free throw line. Tell you what, Chuck, most of these free throws by Versailles that go in today don't even touch the rim.
I know.
59.5 to go in the fourth quarter. 58-28 is the correct score. I've been misled by the scoreboard in the last minute or so. It was wrong. Second shot by Kunk. Dips the knees on the way. Swish again. The 23 for 26.
Now 10 for 10 in the fourth quarter.
Wow. Both free throws by Kunk right on the mark. Each one spot on, perfect. Forecourt right. It is Waynesville. Here's a long three pumped up by Kenna Harvey, 5'4 junior, in off the bench. She missed it. Long rebound caromed out to Murray. And Murray darts along the baseline. Tight ropes below the basket. She gets a nudge. Tiger player picks up the foul. Liz Watron, 5'3 junior, now in for the Tigers. Team foul 9 on Versailles. 1-1 for Rachel Murray. And she's got it. This is a very fine performer. Hounded today by the Tiger defense. 19 points a game this year for Waynesville. All-time leading scorer in girls basketball history at Waynesville. And she comes out fine ovation across the way from the Waynesville Spartans cheering section. How many points did she win?
Eight.
Eight.
Yep. Two baskets, four free throws.
Two baskets, four free throws for the 19 points a game scorer, Rachel Murray for Waynesville, as she was shut down here today by the Tigers' splendid defense. 26 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, 59-30 in favor of Versailles. 25 feet away with the ball, it's Haley McElDowney. Bounce pass on top, stolen by Waynesville. Driving layup by Carly Brown is in. With 8 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, it's 59-32. Waynesville held to 32 points, 28 points below the Spartans per game average, and that is it. Resounding triumph by the Versailles Tigers, who clobber the Waynesville Spartans. Versailles off to the state Final Four. Versailles runners-up a year ago, back to win it here in 2018 under head coach Jackie Stonebreaker. And Versailles will play at 6 o'clock next Thursday against the Chippewa Elyria Catholic regional winner up in Cuyahoga.
I was told by a fan that went by that Elyria Catholic was winning. I didn't catch what the score was, so I'm not sure exactly where it was. Well, they said they were winning the game.
Elyria Catholic, a sizable club that beat Minster at the Classic in the country at Berlin Highland over Martin Luther King weekend. It was a close game. Minster played them tough. I think it wound up just 1 point. But Elyria Catholic, not ranked in the top 10 most all year in girls division 3, might be the opponent for Versailles at 6 o'clock next Thursday at the Shot in Columbus. We'll return to wrap up our presentation here today. Maybe get a chance to speak with Danielle Kunk. She's been the super sub here in the regional for the Versailles Tigers, who win it today over Waynesville by a final score of 59-32 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Welcome back to Springfield. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. here on the radio on your phone, scoresbroadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Versailles Tigers have just blasted the Waynesville Spartans by a final score of 59-32, limiting the Spartans in the second half to 1, 2, 3, 4 field goals, a couple of them very cosmetic late here in the fourth period. Waynesville coming in averaging 60 per game on the year offensively, held to 28 below the per game average. Williamsburg averaged nearly 60, was limited to 27 for the Tigers in the regional semifinal, 33 below their per game average. Great defense turned in by the Versailles Tigers here in regional play. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Also, we say thank you to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He will give you his very best shot. The In-Between in Botkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Big shout-outs to Ken Francis at Francis Schulze and Doug Borchers at Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard about the Jewelry Barn right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna on Shuey Drive. It has grown now to include 8 expanding divisions. Well, Chuck, let's check out our Clancy's Award winners. Then we'll try to round up a Tiger player who has already done her job cutting down a part of the twine up on the rim.
Well, looking on the Waynesville side, they got nobody in double figures. They were led by Rachel Murray with 8, and Taylor Ritter had 6. On the other side, Cammie McEldowney led them with 17. They got 11 from Danielle Winter and 10 from Danielle Kunk. Clancy's player of the game. Cammie McEldowney is our Clancy's player of the game.
That's Clancy's in Sydney. Clancy's Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And welcome back to Springfield. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie. Division III Girls Regional Championship has just concluded, and Versailles has thumped Waynesville by a final score of 59-32. Our Clancy star of the game, Cammie McEldowney for the Tigers, 17 points, super free throw shooting. Didn't miss a one. Your dad, Roger, told me he had you up at what hour this morning taking jump shots in the Tigers gym?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Did he give you time for breakfast?
No.
What time were you up? Eight, seven?
Eight.
8 o'clock. Yep, I nailed
yep.
it. Uh-huh. You've got to give your parents some credit. You're a gym rat. In part because they're gym rats too, aren't they?
Yes.
What do you attribute this year's success to at Versailles? I know it's a deep team. You're close. You play with eyes in the backs of your heads. You've been together so long. Daniel Kunk and Lindsay Winter off the bench really sparkle.
Definitely stepping up for us.
Oh, yeah, in the regional. Mallory Marshall comes in. How about that buzzer beater by Kelsey Custom Border?
Yeah.
Did you call that?
Oh, yeah.
What a shot by Kelsey at the end of the third quarter. A fantastic defensive job on Murray for Waynesville here today. Talk about the defensive preparation for her and the Spartans going into this game.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be tough, and we just had to come out ready to go. And, I mean, both teams are going to be good on offense and both defense, and just getting your mindset on that and just going with it.
Now, you said you had to come out and be ready to go. You were ready to go at 8 o'clock this morning. Wow. Lindsay Winter sparkled. She saved you in the Purcell-Marion game. Great run by her in the second half. Talk about Lindsay's performance off the bench for the Tigers.
Yeah, Caitlin and Lindsay definitely stepped up that game. Yep. They put a little pressure on them, got a couple turnovers there and started us off. And if we wouldn't have done that, then we wouldn't be here today. So I'm thankful for them.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned the turnovers that you forced in the Purcell-Marion game. So often this year, again here today, a lot of the time, your defense fuels your offense, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What do you attribute your foul shooting success to? I was kidding your parents the other day. You need to make a videotape of your free throw shooting and send it off to LeBron James and show him how it gets done.
Yeah.
How many do you shoot a day?
In practice, we shoot, like, after every drill, 10, 20, and, I mean, that probably does it for us. And then I go up later with my dad, with my sister, and he makes us shoot a couple more because he knows that deep down in the tournament that free throws are everything.
Oh.
And it definitely was today.
Cammie McIlhenny, our guest, after Versailles' thumping of Waynesville here today, 59-32. Tigers take the D3 regional championship. We'll play Elyria Catholic or Chippewa next Thursday at 6 at the Schottenstein Center at Ohio State University. Do you model your play after anybody you've seen play at the high school or college level when you were younger growing up? Is there anybody you prefer to see on television?
No, we just, I mean, just watching basketball for a while, especially yeah. growing up and watching yeah. the Versailles Tigers. I mean, we wanted to just fill in their shoes and seeing them go to state. I mean, that's one of our dreams. And
you know, you make a very good point. Continuity in coaching helps breed success. And then when you win, the young ladies at the younger age want to continue that tradition and success. And that's been the case with the McIlhennys. What goes on between you and Caitlin? A rivalry of sorts in any way?
In practice, I mean, with sets of sisters, I mean, the competition yeah. is up. I mean, we are at each other, and yeah. I mean, it just makes us better, so yeah. it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Then at the dinner table, do you steal her dessert from her?
Oh, yeah.
Behind her back?
Oh, yeah.
And then in practice, you steal the basketball from her.
Yes, yeah. I try to get on her and get him better.
But she's just the sophomore, so she takes a beating from you, huh?
Yeah.
Well, she was splendid. She was splendid in that Purcell-Marion game. Without her, without Lindsay, you might not have won that. You're so right.
Yep.
Cammie McIlhenny, good luck to the Versailles Tigers in the state Final Four beginning Thursday at 6 against Chippewa or Elyria Catholic at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus. And let's hope the Tigers can win two more and take home all the marbles in Girls Division III. Job well done. Free throw shooting extraordinaire. Preparation defensively for Murray and Waynesville was outstanding. You didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare. Three victories for you in 4.5 days since Monday night. That was tough. That
crazy.
Was tough.
Yep, sore and everything, but we just pushed through it.
Yeah, you played the NBA schedule, so send off that free throw shooting tape to LeBron James or the NBA.
All right.
Thanks again, Cammie.
Thank you.
Yep. Cammie McEldowney of Versailles Tigers leading the way today for the Orange and Black, 17 points. And she was backed up by Danielle Kunk off the bench with 10.
Danielle Winter had 11. She had 10, yeah. But look at the score. I mean, 6 and 4 and 4. There's no one person that you can go out there and stop.
No, I described trying to stop this Versailles team as attempting to plug up a dike.
Yeah.
You can't do it. You put your thumb on one hole or one spot, and then there's a fountain of points and great defense from two or three other players on the floor. The subs keep coming in. They're all so skilled, so talented, plays at such a fast pace and execute so extremely well. And the taskmaster, Jackie Stonebreaker, continues to do her outstanding job running the show at Versailles. Boy, she pushed the right buttons.
Ooh, she does every time. Yep. She is an outstanding basketball coach. Yep. I love to watch her teams play. I've always said, you can have – there is an excuse to have a bad offensive night. There's never an excuse to have a bad defensive night, and they never do.
No, they didn't. How many points did Purcell Marion score in that district championship game, Chuck?
I think that's in the other book. It wasn't a lot.
It was the final score of that game was 43-38, I believe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Purcell got 38, 27 for Williamsburg in the regional semi, and 32 today for Waynesville. Believe it or not, Waynesville and Williamsburg, which came into this regional with two losses between them, a loss for each program. Just one loss for Waynesville, one loss for Williamsburg. Waynesville was held to 28 below its per game average. Williamsburg 33 below its per game average. Defense wins championships. Foul shooting second half and fourth quarter wins tournament ball games for sure.
Right, and they do both incredibly well.
We've got a game for you tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Minster, Fort Loramie, Girls Division IV Regional Championship tip at 7:30. We're on the web online on ScoresBroadcast.com at 7:15. Our anchor sponsors today, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Ron Mooney is our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying, join us again at 7:15 tonight. Once again, the final score, D3 Girls Regional Title, Versailles 59, Waynesville 32.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.